everyone. I now call this remote meeting of the Climate and Energy Finance and Policy Committee to order, and we will begin with the roll.
Chair Long.
Present.
Vice Chair Akam.
Present.
Minority Lead Swazinski.
Present.
Representative Bierman.
Present.
Representative Bowe.
Present.
Representative Christensen. Representative Christensen. Representative Franson.
Representative Franson, present.
Representative Grunhagen.
Present.
Representative Hollins.
Present.
Representative Hornstein.
Present.
Representative Igo.
Present.
Representative Lee.
Lee, present.
Representative Lippert.
Present.
Representative Lislegard.
Present.
Representative Meckland. Representative Meckland. Representative Munson. Representative Munson. Representative Stevenson.
Present.
Christensen, present.
Representative Christensen, present.
Quorum is present. And first, we will begin with approval of several sets of minutes. Representative Akam, would you care to make a motion for the March 25th, March 26th, and April 6th minutes?
Yes, Mr. Chair, I move approval.
All right. Vice Chair Akam moves approval of the minutes from March 25th, March 26th, and April 6th. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The minutes are adopted. We have a very short agenda this morning, members. We are going to be taking up one bill, and that is Senate File 1018, which is Representative Bierman's bill. Representative Bierman, we've heard this bill in committee before, but would you like to make your motion, and then we can have you remind us what's in the bill?
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Chair. So I'd like to make a motion to move this bill and move it to Ways and Means upon completion. We did hear this bill, as you mentioned. It originated as a very short bill, just a natural gas utility infrastructure bill to maintain the current status quo in regards to reimbursement of utilities through the PUC process and oversight, and eliminating the repeal of the sunset, which is fast approaching. So it was changed in the Senate, and they added on the natural gas relief bill to it. So it's become something a little bit different in that regard, but I think we are all familiar with that bill as well. The Senate version isn't exactly what we would like to see here. This will move forward in conference committee, but this moving it to Ways and Means will give us this option to have another track for this bill as well. So with that, we'd like to just go ahead and proceed with the vote and move it along to Ways and Means quickly this morning.
Thank you, Representative Bierman. So Representative Bierman moves Senate File 1018 be re-referred to the Committee on Ways and Means. We do have one amendment. It was filed late, but I know where it's a busy time of year, and so we'll give some leeway here. And so the amendment is coded A1. Representative Swazinski, are you going to be moving that amendment?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Speaker. And this amendment, I do not plan on moving it and asking for a vote. I do not plan on doing that, but I do bring it up as an issue. We discussed this the last time this bill was before us in much different shape than it was. Where are those conversations? The A1 amendment speaks to those small private natural gas providers. And, you know, those are folks that are, you know, just those mom and pop shops across the state. And we discussed this, and you mentioned the last time this bill was before us that you were going to be in workings with that for potential relief. Just wanted to ask the chair where those discussions were at, and also our Representative Bierman, and potentially why that wasn't potentially included in this bill.
I thank you, Representative Swazinski, for the question. So I did have further conversations with Representative Baker on these issues. You'll note that the bill that came back from the Senate didn't include these. Certainly, that can be part of the ongoing conversation. I was, I think, I did feel some satisfaction seeing that the Senate included the $100 million in their global offer yesterday for the overall relief for ratepayers. They didn't mention the municipal relief. Maybe that's because they had already passed that provision through the Senate. But certainly am open to ongoing conversations on that point.
Mr. Chair, and then I do pull back that amendment, but I also just in general have a question. Just Representative Bierman mentioned that this is also moving in the conference committee report. You know, why do you feel it's necessary? You know, obviously this is not our natural meeting time. You know, we do have this bill is in different parts and pieces. It's not a separate piece of legislation. You know, this was passed, I think, as a standalone bill in March by the Senate. And, you know, obviously that relief and the way the bills are going out and the things are moving forward, this would have been potentially better served to be happened a month ago rather than now. You know, why is the choice to do it now rather than, and why the separate path?
Thank you for the question, Representative Swazinski. So we're at that stage of session. We're having more options is better. And so I think we're just trying to keep additional options on the table for end of session. Representative Swazinski withdrew the A1 amendment. Is there any further discussion to Senate File 1018?
I mean, Mr. Chair?
Representative Swazinski. You
know, I mean, you know, obviously the bill didn't meet deadline, and I think potentially they fixed the amendment to maybe fit a little better. Would you be open to including this amendment today? I mean, you know, obviously we've not had a lot of discussions on it individually, but, you know, you are the chair ultimately, you are the majority. This is an issue. You know, I did pull the amendment back, but I mean, is this something that you could potentially see and move as this bill moves forward?
Thank you for the question, Representative Swazinski. So at this point, if the amendment was to be proposed for adoption on this bill, I'd have to oppose it. But I would certainly be open to ongoing conversation on it, as I mentioned. Is further discussion to Senate File 1018?
And then, Mr. Chair, just one final question. What's the plan in Ways and Means? Are you just planning to, you know, keep it kind of in the wings as kind of a vehicle bill, or are you actually planning on moving it forward to stand on the floor by itself?
I think the vehicle bill route is the correct interpretation.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Representative Swazinski. Any further discussion to Senate File 1018? Seeing none, all those in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? The ayes have it, and the amendment, the bill, is passed. Thank you, members. I don't have any further business before the committee this morning, and so we are adjourned.